Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm so glad you're tuned to the broadcast today, and I'm very excited about the message that we are going to hear from God's servant, Brother Hardy. It's one of his most powerful and timely and very appropriate for every believer in Christ. It's entitled, The Four Battles of a Christian. And I might add, these are the four battles of a Christian that he must win before he can defeat Satan. You know, we talk a lot about defeating the devil and having power over the devil, but if you don't win these first four battles, you'll never whip the devil. Let's join Brother Hardy now.
I'm talking about four battles that every Christian's going to have with his own self before he ever will encounter the devil in combat. I mean, the devil don't have to fight anybody that's overcome by sin. The devil doesn't have to send any of his army against someone that's overcome by the second battle, the world. You know, the simplest way to get the victory over sin is quit sinning. Now, before you came to Jesus, you couldn't do that. But after you come to Jesus, you can do it, because Jesus said in John, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Amen. When you come to Jesus and repent of your sins, then the Holy Spirit takes the greatest cleansing agent in the world, the blood, and cleanses you from all sin and unrighteousness, and takes the seed, the Word of God, and begets you into a new creation. Then he gives you power to become a son of God. And the Greek word translated in this King James power means he gives you the right to be a son of God, which is a legal term, which means you are his heir and joint heir with Jesus and share in all of his attributes and glories and resources. But also he gives you the might. He gives you the right, and then he gives you the might to share in all of these resources. Or as he said in the 6th chapter of Romans, he gives you the lets. You can either let yourself obey the devil, or you can let yourself obey God. Then the next battle you're going to have is with the world. And frankly, the way to get the victory over the world is come out of it. And then stay out of it. Somebody said, what's wrong with the world? John said in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, love not the world, neither the things of the world. For if any man, the Greek says anyone, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father's not in him. I don't care what you say. I don't care how many words you spiel forth. If you love the world, John and the Word of God says the love of God's not in you. Amen. Then he tells you why we're not the love of the world, and why the love of God can't be in you if you love the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, and the one I'm preaching on, the lust of the flesh. So it is of the world and not of. And that means genitive of origin, doesn't come from the Father. Therefore, the world is passing away, and the lust thereof, and let me put the ellipsis in, and he that doeth the lust thereof. But the Word of God abideth forever, and he that does the Word of God shall abide forever. Now, let me explain to you what the word world means. And when Paul and John and the Bible writers are telling you, marvel not that the world hates you, that's what Jesus said. If you live righteous, the world's going to hate you. You know, when you get born again, don't think that all your sinner friends are going to love you. The minute that you go around and tell them about Jesus and he saved you from sin, that old worldly spirit's going to rise up and buck you and hate you. And it'll come from your own loved ones. You know, a lot of people have been floored. I know when I first got saved, I had that zeal and that love was bubbling over, and I thought, surely everybody wants to know about Jesus. And everybody would want to know that you can be saved and the Lord loves you and wants to love you. And when I went and began to testify to my loved ones, and boy, that old worldly spirit come up and they started resisting me, I was floored. I was stunned. It knocked me off of my feet because I didn't know enough of the scriptures to know that that's what's going to happen. Don't marvel that the world hates you. Don't marvel about those that are under the influence of the worldly system hate you. Jesus said it hated me, and you're not greater than your master. But he shall be like his master. He said if they're going to hate me, they're going to hate you. Said if you were of the world would love its own. But I have called you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Now when we're talking about the world, we're talking about the evil system. The evil system. Satan has put an evil system in this world. He's the god of the evil system that we're living in. That's what that scripture means. He's the god of this world. He's the god of this evil system that has gotten control when Adam and Eve sinned. When Adam and Eve sinned, Satan took control because he was a bigger and stronger and more powerful sinner. Adam was God's viceroy, representative, and ruler on the earth. God warned him to guard the garden, but he didn't take the warning. Satan came in, got him to disobey God's word. You see, that's what really sin is, disobeying God's word. And when you disobey God's word, then the devil comes and does his lust. You become a product of the devil. God didn't make the sinner. God made a son, Adam. And when you get born again, God makes you a son. God only brings sons into the world. The devil created the sinner. When man disobeyed God, then Satan got control and begat his fallen nature in them, and then they must lust. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you're of the father, the devil, and his lust you will do. I don't care if it's my mother, my father, my wife, if they're not saved, they're of their father, the devil, they're of this worldly system, they have his nature, and they will do his lust because sin has dominion over them. But if you're of your father, God, if you're his son, then you can do righteousness, and sin has no power, or the world has no power over you. Don't love the evil system of this world. For all that is in this evil system is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And the world, its evil system, is passing away. The Greek tense is a continuing tense. It's passing away. As soon as Jesus came and defeated the devil, he said, now is this world judged. And now is the prince or the ruler of this evil system cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And he set up his kingdom to replace this evil kingdom of Satan with its evil system of lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Jesus set up his kingdom where there is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now either you're living in the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life, or you're living in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I don't know about you, but I'm living in righteousness and peace. And thank God I got the joy of the Holy Ghost, and it is my strength. Don't you be a puppet of the world. I quoted in that 12th chapter of Romans, and I stopped the verse short. So I'm going to quote it now. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed. And you know what the word conform means in the Greek? Don't let the world put you in its mold. Or don't be a puppet of the world and the devil and sin. You see, the world's got a factory. The devil has got a factory. the evil system of the devil, the worldly system. And every one of his citizens who are sinners that are in his system, he's put them in a mold. And he's molded them like lead soldiers when I was a kid, now be plastic in your day. And they all come out the same. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Paul said, don't let the world make you conform. See, it's up to you and I. We got the let's. We got the might and the right to be a child of God. I can either let sin reign in me. I can either let the system of the world reign in me. I can either let my flesh reign, or I can crucify it and reckon it dead and yield myself to God. It's up to me. You see, if I go to hell, I can't blame anybody but me, myself, and I. Because when I got saved, I got the might and the right. And if you're a sinner who's never been saved, you can't blame nobody else. You can't blame God because he so loved you. And you can't blame Jesus because he died to pay the price for your sins. And you can't blame the Holy Ghost because he's wooing and convicting you. And you can't blame me this morning because I'm telling you all about it. How many say amen? I'm not going to let the world make me a puppet, fit me into its evil system that's passing away, and I'm going to pass away with it. I want to do the will of the Lord, for he that doeth the will of the Lord shall abide forever. Thank God one of these days, the devil, the evil system, the sin, and all of the corruption, and all the heartaches is going to go and be gone. It's passing away now. Because from that moment, Jesus said, now is the world judged. Now is the prince of this world cast out. His kingdom started pushing it out.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. The four battles of a Christian before facing and defeating Satan. Because we are going to have to face the battle of sin, the world, the flesh, and self, and win these four battles before we're going to be able to defeat our enemy. We believe this devil-chasing message is so important for every believer in Christ that we're going to offer it to you special today. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. I tell you, these are ones you must add to your spiritual library. We want to send you these powerful messages that they can enable you to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You will receive the four battles of a Christian, as well as the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Give No Place to the Devil. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request for offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to request offer number 180S. That's offer number 180S for Four Battles of a Christian and Give No Place to the Devil. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.